Welcome to High School Sports Uncensored. I'm your host, Rob Long. Joining me today is the new boys soccer coach for Our Lady of Mount Carmel, Jonathan Schleehagen. What's going on, Jonathan?
Hey, Rob, how are you, buddy?
Doing well. Could I just call you Wolf the rest of the interview? All right.
That's good.
I know Jonathan as Wolf, and it's a little hard for me to sit here across from him and call him Jonathan.
Everybody knows Wolf. But thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. I know you're a busy man now. This is your first year as the head coach over at Mount Carmel, but this is not your first year with this program. You were there for a championship in the past.
Yes, back in 2007, my father and I had the women's team, and then I came back and had it 14 with that was a good group that year. We went to the championship and lost in the final to Indian Creek.
Okay, all right.
But we had a good team that year.
You had a very good team, very talented team. Some of those guys went on to play soccer in college, even Division I soccer in college.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's an outstanding team. Now, this is a team, this has got to be a little tough for you. I know when I took over at Mount Carmel for the girls' basketball team, I took over for a team that went to the championship but lost.
Sure.
And that was tough.
Yeah.
Because you're thinking about repeating, at least getting back there. You're taking over a team who two-time defending champions. I can't even imagine how tough that is.
It is. It's been tough. We lost a lot of seniors, but we got a good group. We got a good group coming back. We're 2-0 so far in the conference, 6-3 overall. And we got a really good core of juniors.
That's awesome. 6-3. He pitched a couple of shutouts, too.
Yep, 3 shutouts.
Who's your goalie?
I think his name is Connor Naughton. But a funny story is we didn't have a goalkeeper, and one of the kids got sick the one day, and Connor said, I'll jump in the goal, coach.
Yeah.
And he's been doing well ever since. We bought him a pair of goalkeeper gloves. He didn't even have them. So his brother didn't even give him a pair of goalkeeper gloves, and he's doing an excellent job for us back there.
And for those of you wondering, it's kind of an inside joke. Connor Naughton is the son, the former athletic director at Mount Carmel, now the assistant principal. Mike Naughton here with Jonathan Schleehagen. We call him Wolf. He's the head boys soccer coach at Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Now, Jonathan, this is your soccer background. You talked about having a girls team with your father.
Sure. Yep.
Now, as good as you are at this and as well educated as you are in soccer, you come from a background that's unbelievable thanks to your dad, who we called Fish.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And actually, 5 years ago, what a coincidence that October 1st, you called me in to do this show. And 5 years ago today, you were sitting in Harvey's with me, and we had dinner that night. Mm-hmm. And an hour later, I got the phone call that he had passed unexpectedly. But Fish loved you.
Listened
to your show every day, every morning. So he absolutely loved you.
I remember where I was. I was driving home, and I got that call from Andy, and I was right next to Schultz's.
Yep.
And I pulled over and cried.
It was bad.
I was a block away from my house.
Yeah.
And I pulled over because we had planned to go to the ALDS.
Sure.
Yep. I had the tickets. We ended up going anyway.
Yep, 2014.
But that was the plan for all of us. He told me, he said, Rob, go get tickets. And I went out and I got the tickets.
Yep. Absolutely awesome. You know, what I can't say what you've done for, you know, my family going forward. But it's 5 years ago today, and what a coincidence. I just can't get over it. But Fish has been a staple in the soccer community for all of his life. And he's my mentor, and he taught me everything I know. You know, not even on the soccer field, just to be a man and be a father. So we miss him every day, but you know, he's a legend, total legend in the Maryland soccer community.
Is this maybe part of your way of staying close to him?
Sure,
doing it because he was huge in the soccer community, but he was huge at Mount Carmel too. He was a presence at that school.
So he had the head coach of the boys team back in the 90s, the late 90s, and they did well back then, him and his best friend Tony Powell, who's another mentor of mine, you know, call him a second father, had also. So, yeah, coming back to Mount Carmel has been absolutely awesome, and to have my job, you know, be the head coach now has been incredible. And I thank Mr. Naughton for bringing us back, and Mr. Brulski, it's been great.
It has been great. Here with Jonathan Schleehagen, he's the new boys soccer coach at Our Lady of Mount Carmel, 2-time defending B Conference champs,
C-Conference
champs C-Conference. Over at Mount Carmel, over in Essex. Now, you know, you're there, you're back to giving back. What is it about Mount Carmel that keeps you coming back?
So it's a great community. I went to school there K-8 before I went over to Loyola Bakefield for high school, and then on to Villa Julie College. Played 4 years there as well, but the Mount Carmel community has been a part of my family, you know, since I've, you know, been in pre-K all the way up. So my sister went to high school there. She's got all kind of swimming records.
Yes, she does. They're still hanging up there.
Yes, they're still hanging. So she did really well in high school at Mount Carmel. So it's just, you know, total family atmosphere and a great, great program.
Now, this program was handed over from Naughton to Alex Brilski. You brought his name up.
Sure.
I think Alex Brilski brings a tremendous amount of energy
Definitely.
To the athletic program. How is it working for him?
It's great. You know, Alex has been great to work for. You know, from day one, he said, it's your program. You know, you go ahead and take over and do what you want. And, you know, biggest thing is recruiting, you know, starting there. Recruiting is huge. But we got some players. You know, I feel like we got the best two players in the conference in Ian Haas, a senior, and Stephen Copeland, a junior. And that's just my unbiased opinion, but they're players.
You said the best two players in the conference. Tell us a little bit about your conference. In order for you to be a three-peat champion, who are you going to have to go through?
So it's going to be tough. Key is an opponent. We're 2-0. We play two conference games this week. We play Wednesday at St. John's and then Friday at St. Vincent Pilate, which will be two tough ones. But I think Indian Creek is going to challenge us there also in the top, and Key will be a tough one as well.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. I mean, you guys are very athletic. I had a chance to see you on homecoming day.
Yep.
Those guys play tough together, man. They seem like a close bond, but with losing so many players
right.
like you did – did you find it to be
it was
kind
tough.
Of an effort to pull them together?
Yeah, and I felt like they just thought they were going to be bad. You know what I mean? Right away, they're like, oh, the seniors are gone. You know, the other coach is gone. So what do we do now? But we really bonded. We've had a couple team dinners and a couple team functions, and they're just great kids. You know, they're absolutely really good kids.
Now, this is no put down to the previous coaches or the previous players because they were great. Their
sure.
record speaks for itself.
Sure.
But did you find it easier, the fact that you had so many good players leaving, and it was easier to mold a group that wasn't so confident in themselves? Was that easier for you?
I don't know. I think you said it best. The word confidence was tough in the beginning. So, you know, having the juniors and, you know, we got a couple seniors, but obviously Connor Naughton and Ian Haas has been leaders, and Steven, they've taken over and helped me. You know,
Connor's a great kid.
Absolutely great kid. So, and I had his brother way back in 2014, Tyler. So I continue to call Connor Tyler, which is.
I do.
Right. They both look alike. And they're both great kids, absolutely great kids.
Yeah. And so, I mean, if you would come up with one word that defines what this team is right now, give me that word and describe why that word.
That's a tough one, but. We're coming together. We're young. We're really young. But like I said, the confidence is the word and going forward and having the shutouts and building off of that. This team, you know, they won it the last 2 years, but, you know, now all the seniors are gone. So they're like, are we going to compete? And we're definitely competing at being 2-0 right now. So I think the word is confidence moving forward and just you know, coming together as a team.
What's your overall goal in being the coach at Mount Carmel beyond championships?
Beyond championships, I want to get these kids into college. I got a bunch of contacts. You know what I mean? My biggest thing is my best 4 years was going to college at Villa Julie, which is now Stevenson University. And that was, you know, the most fun I ever had was 4 years there. So just getting that degree and getting the education and moving forward to get a good job going forward. But just molding these kids into great men.
Here with Jonathan Schleehagen, he's the head boys soccer coach at Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Jonathan, I think you hit the nail on the head. And a lot of people... I've always said this, banners are for schools.
Sure.
That's what it's for.
Right.
But we're in this for scholarships.
Yes,
we're
sir.
In this to be able to go forth and secure education,
yep.
Finances, and all those things like that. I think that's a great long-term goal to have because
sure.
that to me as a coach keeps me coming back every day even after the losses.
And that's it. It's just about the kids. And it's about the game. And I've loved the game since I was 6 years old. So just being a part of the game and watching these kids come out to play is awesome. I can't wait to get to practice today. It's just fun. You know what I mean? I get out there and play with them too. They beat me up, but you
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we're getting older.
Now, I remember you were owner of Harvey's
yes.
over there in Essex.
Yes. I sold Harvey's and moved into real estate. So actually, I got to thank my good friend Jim Stevens at Keller Williams. He took me under his wing, and he's my mentor and a great guy. Nobody better in the business. But he took me on and allows me to be able to coach as well. And do real estate on the side. And then I got to thank my beautiful wife, too, for her support.
For putting up with you.
Yes.
I know that's a full-time job and a half being a nurse.
Yes, sir. Yes,
now,
sir.
Now, before we go, I'm going to give you a chance. You're in real estate. Here's your commercial.
Oh, man. I would have just leave it at the Jim Stevens team. So, you know, he sold over 1,500 properties. He's been doing it 20 years. And I'm just a stepping stone below him, but he's been unbelievable. So, you know, we're over at Keller Williams Gateway right in White Marsh. But we got a good thing going. It's fun.
If folks want to get in contact with you there?
Sure, yep. It's cell phone number is 443-857-9733, and the email is john@jimstevens.com.
There you go.
Thank you,
Hey,
Rob.
Good luck to you, and I'm going to have fun watching you guys win it all.
I appreciate it, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.